on the KSRO live line with us is State Senator Bill Dodd. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
I kind of thought you would be on a beach somewhere sipping on a Mai Tai this morning, but
good morning,
no.
Pat.
Can you hear me, Senator?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I was just saying I thought you'd be sitting on a beach sipping a Mai Tai this morning after last week's festivities.
Wow.
Well, you know, it was, what time was it that the wildfire preparedness bill actually passed both houses?
By the time it passed both houses, I believe it was about 11:30. I think it passed the assembly around 11:30 or so. It passed our house about, I think, 10:45.
Okay, so last minute to be sure, because everything had to be buttoned up by midnight, correct?
That's correct. And we had, as it normally is on the last day of session, there's just, you know, bills flying, you know, between both houses, bills that have to be taken up in one house and then sent over and transmitted to the other house. And so, yeah, it's just, it's always last minute, but we were pretty amazed that, you know, we were out before midnight, because we were all saying about 9 o'clock that there's no way we're going to finish before midnight. So,
but finish it did, and the wildfire preparedness bill passed. Your thoughts about the final result of it?
I'm really appreciative of, you know, my colleagues in both houses. This was a bicameral, bipartisan support for something that is so incredibly important. And I think it's important on a number of fronts, because one of the things that I saw when the governor's plan, was rejected by the conference committee, we just didn't feel like at the end of the day we wanted to let PG&E off of inverse condemnation, even when there was no fault, that it was very, very concerning to me and other stakeholders that all of a sudden, boy, if PG&E did go bankrupt or was downgraded one more level, if one more level of downgrade and they would have been at junk bond status, all of a sudden our goal of protecting victims that had just gone through the October wildfires, and you know, here and in Southern California in December and January would have been at risk. And so that was something that really, you know, it didn't hit the news because we couldn't talk about it. Statements like that could affect the markets, and our counsel was telling us that some of that information was just not information we could get out, you know, to the public.
Right. And so how soon will we get Jerry Brown's signature on this particular one?
You know, I don't know what his schedule is. I am sure he has something on the order of probably 1,500 bills.
Oh, is that all? And speaking of other bills, Senator, you know, obviously so many of us were so focused on the wildfire preparedness bill for obvious reasons that the media literacy bill, SB 830, didn't get as much attention as it otherwise would have. But that's in good shape, too.
It is in good shape. You know, we took some amendments on that, and we really believe that, particularly in the climate that we're in right now, I've seen it even just in the coverage of the wildfire issues in certain places where people, you know, freelance media, if you will, that get paid by the number of clicks when they sell a story. I mean, it's nothing like mainstream media where, you know, like your radio station, the Press Democrat, those are all very, very fair and balanced media sources. But there's so much news feeds into the internet that it just becomes very, very difficult for the average person, even the President of the United States, to ascertain what's real news and what's fake news.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of helps students at curriculum. It'll be online, so anybody can look at it, be able to help give you tools to be able to check, for example, what's, you know, who owns that website, who distributes news to it, so people can make informed decisions about the news that they read.
And kids can make informed decisions. I think that was such an imperative aspect of this, that students are going to have that information available to them, too.
That's right. It was really stunning. There was a Stanford study done that like 65%, no, 70% of high school students and 60% of college students, even at Stanford, couldn't discern between real and fake news. It was just stunning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary. So I think the notion of getting kids to learn to check that information at as early an age as possible is going to be the only way to do it moving forward, to start out skeptical.
Yep. That's right. You know, back to the story at hand, because it is that story, I think, that's, you know, that I've been talking to about all weekend long. You know, one of the things I really want to take my hat off to, Senator McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood, particularly Assemblymember Jim Wood in this case, because he served on the conference committee with us. But through both of their lobbying efforts, this Healthy Forest Initiative, we were able to get streamlined regulations to reduce fuels, which is really, really important. And Jim Wood just said it just makes no sense at all to do that if we don't have a funding source. And he held out and held out and held out. And he was able to bring home $200 million a year for 5 years. So $1 billion for that. And I think that, you know, in the end, I talked about on your show, we had so many goals: protect, you know, victims and protect ratepayers, to protect all these different things. In the end, I really believe, you know, although this is not a perfect solution and we'll have more to do next year and probably years after this, I think we accomplished our goals, and I'm very, very proud of our committee and the legislative effort.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting evening, too, on October the 1st, when you and Senator McGuire and Assemblymember Wood will all be with us for the Heroes of October golf tournament. So we'll be able to raise a glass.
Really looking forward to that.
To those particular efforts. Vacation plans for you?
You know, I have not been in the district very much at all, so not until the end of October. I need to, you know, we've had so much time in Sacramento, and it's time to get out in the district and meet people and talk and see.
Yeah, what's going on at home?
What's going on locally?
Yeah. All right. That sounds like a wonderful endeavor and an important one for the folks in Napa, too. Senator Dodd, glad you were here first thing after the holiday weekend, and congratulations on the passage.
As always, thank you so much.
All right. That is State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa talking about the wildfire preparedness bill and also the media literacy bill, both passed in Sacramento yesterday.